This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. We'll continue on with this Democrat Civil War stuff. Get to a bunch of emails. Marco Rubio killed it today again. Man, I can't believe how impressive Rubio has been. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we've discussed Hakeem Jeffries before. You see, Hakeem Jeffries is there for a reason. He can raise money. As you know, we've talked about it. You get to leadership positions in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, by raising and distributing money. That's how you get it. You buy favors. Somebody's running for re-election, raise him 100 grand, he's going to vote for you for leadership positions. Somebody's running for an election period against a Democrat, he's going to need money. He's going to need your help. I don't want to give out names because I don't have permission to give out names. I will tell you, a new Republican senator, he's brand new, he was running against an incumbent Democrat. I ended up at a political fundraiser with a bunch of people who had just come from a fundraiser for him put on by John Cornyn. Now, why would John Cornyn help him raise money? Out of the goodness of his heart, John Cornyn was trying to be the Senate Majority Leader, buy off the new guy, raise him a bunch of money. He gets in, he votes for you. Remember, Josh Hawley, actually. Josh Hawley raised some eyebrows because a lot of you like Josh Hawley. I don't have anything against him. I don't love him or hate him. I don't know him. But Josh Hawley of Missouri, he raised a bunch of eyebrows when John Cornyn immediately got Josh Hawley's endorsement to be the Senate Majority Leader. You, if you're a Josh Hawley fan, consider him one of the good ones, one of the ones that's on the right, one of these people. And so him immediately coming out and endorsing some worthless rhino piece of trash like Cornyn shocked you. It wouldn't have shocked you if you looked at the FEC report. I think it was Jewish producer Chris who looked up during that show when we were talking about it. Wasn't it over 100 grand, Chris? It was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. John Cornyn had raised a bunch of money for Josh Hawley. Out of the goodness of his heart? No. You buy loyalty. Hakeem Jeffries got the nod after Grandma Vodka, Nancy Pelosi, just aged out of the job. That's what happened. She aged out of the job. But he got the job because he can raise money. He's good at it. The problem is, you can buy your way, maybe raise your way is probably a better way to put it. You can raise your way into that job, but you've got to be tough enough to keep that job. And I don't know that Hakeem Jeffries is. The headline is that he wants Democrats to put an end to the El Salvador trips. You see, the Democrat Party, I know they're listening, but I also know they hate me, so they won't take this to heart. The Democrat Party actually has quite an opportunity right now, an opportunity to get at Republicans. Switch to the economy. Switch to the economy. People are angry about the economy. Inflation is not better. We just got word the GDP shrunk. Poll after poll after poll now shows people are unsure of the economy. They're unhappy with the economy, the economy. They're not. And yet, every single Democrat can only talk about the return of an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador. There is a political win, a big, fat, juicy one, sitting in front of Democrats. And instead, all they can do is wrap their arms around an already deported gang member. It doesn't land well. The problem for Hakeem Jeffries is he's trying to mediate the Democrat Civil War, and it can't be mediated. The older, more established Democrats who know what winning coalitions look like, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, they are the fundraisers. They can raise the big money. They're the ones who've been there for a long time. They're trying to scream and yell and shake the young ones awake and tell the young ones that the United States of America doesn't want Mao Zedong. But you can't seem to talk the young ones out of it. And watching the frustration, the complete frustration of the older Democrats as they try to get these cats herded in is magnificent. Did you see what they did in California? This Democrat Party will never win another national election.
Right now, if a John were to go and try to purchase a 16 or 17-year-old on that blade and law enforcement were to intervene, because of a judge's order right now in Sacramento, law enforcement would not be able to put that person in jail because it's not the solid felony that law enforcement has been asking it to be. So I just want to make sure, like, you're okay with 16 and 17-year-olds continuing to be purchased on this blade for the next year or until you have to dissect this issue in the fall and these Johns getting let go and just issue.
Democrats in California rejected a bill that would make sex trafficking a felony, and they did it because of equity. That Democrat Party has no future and shouldn't have any future, but it has no future at all. Jesse, is it or is it not treason that Democrats let the dregs of the third world into our country to steal future elections? Is it treason? To me, he says it's treason. So, okay. Says his name is Mike. Is it treason? Yes. But probably past the point of prosecution. Let me explain. If, let's say the Homeowners Association, do you have one of those? I'm sorry if you do, but you have a Homeowners Association. The Homeowners Association, even if you don't have one, you know what one is. A group of people who make decisions on behalf of your particular neighborhood. Your lawn needs to be this. We're going to put up Christmas lights here. We're going to you get it. A homeowners association. You got it. And the whole purpose behind the homeowners association is helping the area. Whether they're good at it or not, or whether they're tyrants or not, it's beside the point. You would at least agree that's supposed to be the point of the homeowners association. And the Homeowners Association is almost always elected by the people who live in the area. Now, what if 10 people moved into your neighborhood and they hated it and they decided the entire neighborhood should be destroyed and they ran to be on the Homeowners Association and the people of your neighborhood were so lazy, so negligent, they couldn't be bothered to show up and vote. And those 10 evil people got themselves elected onto your homeowners association, and then they used their position of power to try to burn down the neighborhood. Is that treasonous what they did? Who's at fault there? Did Democrats commit an act of treason by intentionally bringing 20 million barbarians into the country? Oh, there's no question. That's not even debatable. Of course they did. It's a deeply, deeply evil act. One of the most evil things maybe an American president has ever done is what Joe Biden did. Are you ever going to get charges or something like that? No, of course not, because treason is the name of the game in the modern Democrat Party. That's the whole party. And the American people, half of them still choose Democrats. It's not as if Democrats are that shy about who they are and what they believe. They get pretty honest about it from time to time. And yet Democrats will still go to the polls and vote Democrat. I'll tell you what, forget about just killing Democrats. You already know that we're going to lose seats in the midterms. That's how it goes. We'll probably lose a lot. Again, that's how it goes. But why? You're telling me that after just two years removed from the evil destruction of Joe Biden, that legions of Americans are going to flock to the polls and go vote for that same party again? It was like yesterday. We just got done being angry at them for all the horrible, evil crap they did. And now more Americans will go vote for them in the midterms than will vote for us. How is that possible? Who's the bad guy there? Look, if you're an American, and you still go vote Democrat today, I'm not telling you you have to vote Republican, but if you still vote Democrat today, you deserve everything that's coming to you. They're very open, very honest about who they are, what they hate, what they intend to do. But the people don't care enough to get involved, pay attention half the time. I don't like the tariffs. I think I'll vote Democrat this year. And you look around and wonder, how did these treasonous people get elected? Well, negligent people. All right. Somebody's mad at me. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And we got some emails about the Ukraine minerals deal thing. I'm not talking about it. Let me give you the breaking news from a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
This was treated as breaking news before the show. It was like 5 minutes before the show started that Ukraine has signed the minerals deal. The minerals deal that says, hey, America, you can have some of the rare earth stuff that we have. The reason I'm not going to discuss it now, I didn't talk about it in the first hour, I didn't talk about it in the second hour, and I'm not going to discuss it now, is I don't trust it. It's here one day, it's gone tomorrow. They sign a minerals deal, and then, look, maybe as we speak, a missile lands somewhere that it shouldn't, and everything kicks off again. I feel like this peace process is going to be long, and it's going to be disappointing repeatedly. And I just don't want to treat every new headline as some groundbreaking thing. Is this a good sign? Yeah. Might it be, you know, kind of the beginning of the end, all this stuff? It could be. And the whole thing might blow up right now. It might be blowing up as we speak. I'm not going to take it and run with it on this show as if it's significant until I know it's significant. So you can stop sending me emails. I'm not talking about it. We don't know anything yet. Okay, they signed a deal. Great. He was supposed to sign one before he went off on whatever that was. Oh, this guy's mad at me. Hey, Jesse, I've loved watching your show for the last couple years, but geez, you have lost me. Get off Trump's people's backs. They're doing amazing things right now. You are now even bringing on idiots that are saying, release a couple Epstein names. Are you serious? The guy puts in all capital letters and stuff. This is probably, if done right, will take months, maybe even a year, so on and so forth. You expect the government can be fixed in 3 months? Listen, you're allowed to obviously have an opinion, but I am going to go ahead and call you a liar about something. There's no way you have been listening to me for any length of time. Because if you had, you would never think to send me an email like this. So allow me to clarify for you new listeners, including this person who sent in this email, who is very obviously a new listener. I do not believe in becoming a fan of man ever. Any of them. None. Even when I was, you know what's crazy? I'll tell you something crazy about me, and maybe there's something wrong with me. Even as a child, I was like this. We were asked in school, who's a professional athlete we wanted to, I think the question was, who's a professional athlete you wanted to be when you grew up? That was the question. As a small child, I didn't have an answer because I didn't want to be anybody but me. I don't worship my pastor. I don't worship my politician. I don't worship Donald Trump. I am not a fan of anyone, nobody. And I will not wave pom-poms for anybody. All politicians, Donald Trump included, they're all rental cars to me. Every one of them. You use them to get where you're going and dump them the second you're done with them, because that's what every one of them will do for you. That is how I approach things. I am not in this to get invites to the White House. We already got one of those, and I said no. I am not in this to go to fancy parties in D.C. I don't live D.C. I freaking hate D.C. I care about my country. I enjoy having fun on the radio. If you are looking for a nonstop, I love Trump, wee, 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 all day long, I have great news for you. It's almost every radio show in the country will do that for 3 hours a day. Turn the channel and just close your eyes and turn the channel and you'll probably land on one of those. They'll never insult him. Everything is perfect. Everything's a genius. The sound list every day will be 1,800. Sound. Did you hear what Trump said? Trump. There's so many shows for you. I'm not. I care about the country. That's my first priority. When Trump does something I love, and he often does, I tell you about it. I told you that to open the show. When I see failures, I'm pointing them out. And that's never going to change, ever in a million years. And if you think I'm going to sit back and just kind of clap and like a seal, all excited about every new press conference, every new announcement of here, you've got another thing coming. The Trump administration has now less than 4 years to clean out 50 years of communist filth throughout our federal government. So no, it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be easy. I understand these things won't come instantly, but don't think for a second that we shouldn't be putting pressure on them every single day. They should feel the pressure from you every single day to do more. The most important thing you can do for your country, is to let the administration know, no, more, faster, more, faster, more, faster. That's the most important thing you can do. And the worst thing you can possibly do is, yes, Trump, MAGA, Trump, yeah, more MAGA, woo, MAGA, Trump, he's the best. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Because then what happens is, it's human nature. People sit back. Job well done. Let's take it easy today. Every politician, even ones you know, should feel pressure from you. Pressure. It should be a never-ending stream of pressure because the stakes are extremely high. I've lost you because I've been hard on Pam Bondi. Goodbye. Hit the bricks. You know what? I think I'll put another couple notches on the whiteboard just because you complained about it. In fact, Chris, remind me, during the commercial break, we're going to put another couple notches on the Pam Bondi whiteboard just because somebody whined about it. How about that for changing? Have I lost you yet? We'll do some more. You know what? Let's do this one. Hey, Jesse. Is the compact Byrna pistol launcher the Jesse Kelly edition that fits any small pair of hands? You know what? That's not right. When I tell you about Byrna's new compact launcher, that's not an opportunity for you to insult me in my hands, okay? I have huge hands. I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what Ob says. These are enormous hands. And for your information, they're almost too big for Byrna's new compact launcher. By the way, you know Byrna's pistol launcher? The one that shoots tear gas balls, kinetic rounds, the one that will save your life? You know it's about the size of a smartphone? I already own two of them. Ladies, you've been wanting to carry something, but it's too bulky. I'm jogging. I'm just going. Slips right in your purse. Slips right in your shorts. Slips right. Carry something that will allow you to stop a bad man. And it's legal everywhere. All 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. You just go to Byrna.com/Jesse and order one for a discount. It'll save your life. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. And we'll get to the emails here in a minute. I want to get to Marco Rubio today. Rubio said a couple things that, man, I'll tell you what, like I said, he's impressive. Have historically not been a big Rubio fan, but man, he's been killing it as Secretary of State. Here he was.
You've been in touch with El Salvador about returning Abrego Garcia as a formal request from this administration to me.
Well, I would never tell you that. And you know who else I'll never tell? A judge. Because the conduct of our foreign policy belongs to the President of the United States and the executive branch, not some judge. So we will conduct foreign policy appropriately if we need to, but I'll never discuss it. And no one will ever make us discuss it because that's how foreign policy works.
That's great. That you can see that harder edge creeping into Republican politics, where they've finally realized you can stop trying to be polite to people who are your mortal enemy. If they declared themselves to be your enemy, then treat them as if they're an enemy, right? Need to talk some more.
We had an office in the Department of State whose job...
I probably should have done a little bit more setup for this. The Biden administration was evil in a variety of ways. But you should understand that if Democrats are ever allowed back into power in the White House, they will do terrible, terrible things. They were already planning on doing worse things than they did before. Remember all those talks we had under Joe Biden about how the most dangerous thing happening in the world today, and this is still very much true, is Western governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens. Western government after Western government, all of them, they are taking their national security apparatus, and since the communists have taken it over, they're now aiming it at their own citizens, their most patriotic citizens, because as we've discussed many times before, you are the ultimate enemy in the eyes of these people. You are what keeps them up at night. The patriotic citizen that has a chance to stop them and the power to stop them. I want you to listen to what the Biden administration was doing. Just listen to this.
We had an office in the Department of State whose job it was to censor Americans. We have these dossiers. We are going to be turning those over to these individuals. And they'll decide whether they want to disclose it or not. But just think about it. The Department of State of the United States had set up an office to monitor the social media posts and commentary of American citizens to identify them as vectors of disinformation. When we know that the best way to combat disinformation is freedom of speech and transparency. And so that's what we're going to be in the business of doing. We're not going to have an office that does that.
The communists and the Biden administration used the State Department and set up an office that started to create files on Americans. That's what a dossier is. Files on Americans who spread what they determined to be misinformation online. A file started on people. Whew. I know you're going to get mad at Republicans. I get mad at Republicans all the time. But you can never, ever, under any circumstances, vote for a Democrat ever again. Unless they change their ways. Look, if they change their ways, that's fine. But these people, man, the things they will do. And it's probably worth playing again. Donald Trump sits down with ABC's Terry Moran. And this is not about the MS-13 guy. This is not about Trump. It's not about Terry Moran. It's not about any of that. This is a masterclass in dealing with the communist who you're debating in your life, a coworker, a family member, a neighbor, whoever it may be. Terry Moran does all the things communists do. I want to move on. I'm just a reporter. When he gets caught telling lies, doing evil, he tries every single communist tactic. That's what your neighbor does. Your neighbor does the same thing. I know it happens to me too. What Donald Trump does is exactly what you do. Calm but firm. Calm but firm. Do not let them change the subject. Do not let them get a rise out of you. Don't let them move on. I'm not even going to interrupt them this time. I'll let the whole thing play. Old Terry Moran tries a half dozen times during this to wiggle out and squirm out of it. Oh, okay, I'm ready to move on. Yeah, I know I lie, but I'm ready to move on. Okay, but we'll agree to... Well, I'm just a reporter. And Trump never lets him up. Never lets him up for air. This is how you smother
them. Murderers, criminals in this country... We have to get him out, and we're doing it.
By law.
And you'll pick out one man, but even the man that you picked out,
he said
he wasn't a member of a gang. And then they looked, and on his knuckles, he had MS-13.
There's a dispute
over
that.
Wait a minute. He had MS-13 on his knuckles, tattooed.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was photoshopped.
That was photoshopped, Terry. You can't do that. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay.
I picked you, Terry.
But you're not being very nice. He had MS-13 tattooed.
We'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry, Do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture. We'll think it was Photoshop.
Well,
here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand. He had MS-13.
He did have tattoos that can be interpreted that way. I'm not an expert on them. I want to turn to Ukraine,
Jerry, I want to get to Ukraine. No. He had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted. This is why people no longer believe the news because
it's
fake news.
When he was photographed in El Salvador, they aren't there. But let's just go. They aren't there when he's in El Salvador.
Oh, they weren't there, but they're there now, right?
No, but they're there now. In your picture.
Terry.
Ukraine, sir.
He's got MS-13 on his knuckles.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Well, we'll take a look.
You do such a disservice.
We'll take a look at
why
that,
sir. Why don't you just say it? Yes, he does, and you know, go on to something else.
That's how you do it. Calm, but firm. Don't let them scramble away and squirm away. Don't let them change the side. I'm ready. Let's talk Ukraine. Nope. When communists debate you, they will lie. Do not let them get away with it. As soon as they lie, they think they win because that's how they win arguments. As soon as they lie, if you do the right thing from that point in time, they can't win. You nail them down on it, pin that lie to them, and you cannot lose. All right? Jesse, two things. Which Way Too Long song is better? Heard It Through the Grapevine, Strangle Her, Hold, or Freebird? Oh, Freebird. Freebird is actually one of the only super long songs that is good. Freebird jams. All 9 minutes of it jams. Heard It Through the Grapevine. That's a great song for the 2 minutes it's supposed to be. Same thing with Ted Nugent's Stranglehold. Great song for about the 3 minutes it's supposed to be. Second thing the guy says, we need Chris to run a poll on X for people to vote on Highway Tune or My Hands by Jewel for your opening song. You know, that's rude. You know what, Chris? I only want nicer emails from now on. Jesse, my brother from another conflict, April 30th. Oh, that's today. April 30th marks the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Crap, I wish we'd have done something to open the show. I forgot about that. What, Chris? You know I don't research. Anyway, the guy says, a day before, two Marines were the last two American soldiers to die in the war. They were Corporal Charles McMahon, age 21, and Lance Corporal Darwin Judge, age 19. They were killed in a rocket attack on Tan Son Nhut Air Base. Remembering their sacrifice on this anniversary, yours, formerly Sergeant James K. Lemon, radio operator, 1st Infantry Division, RVN service, April 1969 to March 1970. Man, I forgot about the 50th anniversary of the end of Vietnam. You know what? For everybody who lost somebody there, for everyone who died there and their families after them. Rest in peace, brothers. Thank you for your sacrifice in that jungle dump. All right, let's do one more segment, shall we? Before we do that, let's get some nutrition in our dog. It's kind of unbelievable to think, but the table scraps, they might be the only chance your dog ever has at getting nutrition. Did you know that? We care about our dogs. We love them. We pet them. We feed them. We water them. We walk them. But then we give them dog food. And let me take a wild guess. Your dog's food is brown. Did I guess that right? Huh. Why is it all brown? Because it's all dead. All dog food is dead. Your dog dies too early. My dogs die too early because they never get nutrition. How long would you live if you never got vitamins or minerals or omega oils? Or not very long. That's what our dogs do. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog will live longer. They love it. They'll be healthier. You'll be at the vet less. Free Jumpstart Trio Bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow. Remember, you can download the whole show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Before I get to the headlines and a couple more emails, I have to tell you something that happened in the House. And, you know, this is why God says to leave vengeance to him, all right? This is why there are warnings in the Bible about bitterness and vengeance and things like that. Something happened to me last night. It was terrible. So here's what it is. All right? I received a gift a couple years ago from my buddy Luis. You know I already have an ice maker. I don't want to brag, but I have an ice maker. Hey, thanks, Chefman. I love you. But I have an ice maker. But every now and then, for whatever reason, maybe you're pouring it and you want to go outside, you want the ice to last. Maybe you're pouring a glass of booze or something like that. Every now and then you want a big ice cube, a big one. You've seen the big cubes before. I'm talking big honkers. My buddy Luis got me two little ice trays that make big cubes. Six cubes a tray. What, Chris? What? No, it's not because my hands are small. The cubes are actually big, Chris. Stop interrupting with your insults. Anyway, two ice cube trays. They hold six ice cubes apiece. I keep them in the freezer, obviously. But you see, when you have sons, they learn, especially if you have bad sons like I do, they figure out how to get at you. And they do it because it makes them laugh, because they're bad people. And they eventually discover that you know more than they do. And whatever you do, they should probably copy it. My sons finally figured out that when I always walk around with a big glass of water. I love water. I drink water all the time. And I have this glass that's enormous in the house. This big plastic glass. I can't break it. I always have a big glass of ice water. I always take two of the big cubes, drop them in my big glass, water. My sons discovered the glory of these cubes and how long they last. So now when they're going to practice or something like that, they jack my cubes. And you know what they don't ever, ever do? They never refill the trays. They never refill, even when the tray is empty. I know, Chris, it drives me crazy. Even when the tray is empty, because they're little meatheads, they take it, they throw it right back in the freezer. Whenever I want an ice cube, I go, and if they've taken the last one, I'm cubeless. And it takes forever to get these things to freeze again. We're talking, it takes like a day. So if they're not ready when you go, you don't have it. So two days ago, Ab and I were going out. We were going to the neighbor's house, and I wanted a big glass of ice water because it's starting to get warm here. I go. I see the trays are almost empty. One is completely empty. The other one only has three cubes left in it. And I said, you know what? I've had enough. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my three cubes, and this time I'm not refilling the trays. I'm going to wait until they want an ice cube, and then they can go back to the freezer, and then they can experience what it's like to not have the ice cubes ready for them when they're ready to go. You know what happened last night? I got thirsty. I went to get a glass. Got my glass. Walked to the freezer. Ready for my big ice cubes. There the trays were. Still empty in the freezer. Because I sought out vengeance on my sons. Instead, all it did was hurt me. There's a lesson in that for you. There's a lesson in that for me. Probably should have just stuck with my Chefman ice maker. By the way, you know, You know the people who made my ice maker, they're the ones who made the IQ Sense, right? You realize that? The wireless cooking thermometer? The one that'll have your meat perfect every time? I can't believe there are people out there making meat without these because meat is so expensive. I don't view the IQ Sense as costing money. It's saving money. Saving money. Your meat is perfect every time because your phone tells you when it's done. You put the thermometer in there and you leave it. You throw it on the grill or the smoker or the oven or the wherever. Your phone will tell you when it's done. You don't even have to think about it. You cook to temperature. That's what all these pitmaster types do, like me, Chris. You want 15% off one? ChefIQ.com code Jesse is how you get 15% off one. Maybe try to pick up an ice maker too. Anyway, let's do some emails. Chris, remind the vest to talk about the Hungarian cheese. It wasn't Hungarian cheese. It was Hungarian cheese bread. And I've never actually eaten it. I think Chris did in Israel. I think you found a place that served it. Oh, you didn't. I've never had it. But it's this big chunk of bread that apparently they bake cheese and an over-easy egg on top of it. You've seen it, Chris. You know what I'm talking about, right? I've always wanted to try it. I've never tried it. It's got to be fantastic. I love bread. I love cheese. I love eggs. I don't know anything else about Hungarian food or anything like that, but I'm sure I would pick up on the language. You know how I am.
Buenas
what,
tardes.
Chris?
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Direct jab at former House Speaker. Senator Hawley reintroduces the Pelosi Act, banning lawmakers from stock trading. It is one of the most openly corrupt things. I can't believe the American voter is not mad about. Republicans and Democrats, they're both guilty of it, have this big group of people who very clearly insider trade with the knowledge they have. That's illegal. I can't believe that we even need an act that people aren't mad about it. Ex-Mumford & Sons member asks Trump if he'd consider granting political asylum to British citizens. I actually have said before, I think we should completely change our relationship with some of our allies. If you consider yourself an ally and you arrest and imprison people for Facebook posts, I think that it should negatively affect your relationship with the United States of America. I'm talking like cutting diplomatic ties. That's a big deal. Uber driver wearing a retired drug dealer shirt is arrested after 24 grams of meth are found in the car. It's always the ones you least expect. Ukraine says it's ready to sign a key rare minerals deal sought by the U.S. And of course, we know that as of a few hours ago, it was signed and... Oh, I'm a wait and see guy on that. U.S. boosts net quarterly borrowing estimate to $514 billion. We're borrowing $514 billion for one quarter. Ooh, that train is going to hurt when it gets here. Anyway, that's all.